I'm thinking that it also affects what things you criminalize. So what are some examples of things that might be in the criminal code in the U.S. but are not in other countries?
Well, of course, there's enormous globalization, but one interesting one that has wreaked an enormous amount of havoc in this country. Now, it's also international, but we were one of the countries that declared a war on drugs. We earlier had prohibition. We had a war on alcohol. Now, the thing is, when we had the war on alcohol, you had a significantly large number of the population who simply didn't agree with it, for whom drinking alcohol was part of life in moderation. So it was conflicted all of the time, and you had such a large number of people violating it that finally we abandoned. We have control, but we abandon prohibition of alcohol as alcohol. We are now reliving this with drugs. The one that would link the question of race and the criminal law is the discrepancy between the punishment for having crack cocaine and having powder cocaine. You do know about that.
I don't know specifically, but I am assuming that crack cocaine is punished more seriously?
Very much more seriously, and it was built into the federal guidelines for sentencing. The thing is, crack cocaine is the cocaine of the poor. White cocaine is widely used, you know, by professionals and so forth. Well, everyone involved in the area knew this. And it has led to an enormous discrepancy in the racial imprisonment. Then finally, the Sentencing Commission that had the responsibility asked Congress to change the sentencing to make it equitable, not to make the distinction between powder cocaine and crack cocaine. And Congress deliberately refused the Sentencing Commission's recommendations.